In Jesus' name. Today, our text be taken from the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8e. And the read does: draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Let's pray. Father, thank you today for another day you have made, Jesus. Thank you for today, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit and God, the wisdom to hear from you. God, I pray as I speak your word, the Father that will fall on fertile ground, that those who are listening to me, Jesus, will feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. And God, you will move their heart for the kingdom of God. Thank you. Bless your word now. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name. Well, I want to take this time again to say the very big thank you to the Almighty God for the gift of life. There have been couples of time that I have been down with illness, but by His grace, I'm back again to share a few words as I'm led by the Spirit of God. Today, from the text read, James chapter 4, verse 18, I'm led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak to you on the theme: keep the promises of God. If you draw near to God, He promised to draw near to you. Why most spiritual leaders are living in fear today? It is the result of their distance from God. The Bible says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Amen. So if we draw near to God, then He will draw near to us. If you are distant from God, you will not experience the promises of God. In Jeremiah 33, 3 says, call on me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not. And when we get closer to God, we get to know Him better. And when we call on Him, He's willing to answer us. And so many people do not know Him, so they find it very difficult to identify who He is. One day, a boy asked his father, how big is God? His father replied, you can only measure the size of God depending on your distance from Him. He quickly recognized a plane in his car, and he asked his son, how big is that plane? His son stood from a distance and said, a very small plane. When the plane landed, he took him at the airport and pointed at the same plane. How big is this plane? He asked his son. His son replied, a very big plane. Then, considering the distance you stood to watch the plane, determine the size of the plane. Now that you are closer to the plane, shows the actual size of the plane. You can only measure the size of God depending on your distance towards Him. Many of us are far from God, so it makes it difficult for us to identify His existence. We serve a very big God, but the poor quality of our faith makes people to feel God does not exist. If you know who God is, you will spend your time with God. If you know who God is, you will put your trust in Him. If you know who God is, you will sacrifice for Him. If you know who God is, you will rely on Him. We fail many times because we fail to understand who God is. We find it difficult to understand the existence of God. And so many times we fail. But I want to encourage you today. And all we need to do is to keep the promises of God. He has assured us when we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. And so I want to encourage you today. We need to draw near to God. And we'll get to know who He is. And if we're far from God, we'll find it very difficult to know Him and to identify who He is. Hallelujah. Church, I want to encourage you today. Brothers and sisters, listening to me, I want to encourage you today. God is warning us, the Bible is warning us, Christians around the world are warning us to know that it is important to get closer to God. When you are far away from God, you will find it difficult to know Him better. Know that you serve a very big God. If you get closer to Him, you will know Him better. Today is the time to get closer to Jesus. The Bible tells us that the days and the hour are unknown. We don't know when Jesus will return. And I want to say to you today, this is the best time to get closer to God. I don't know what you're going through, but I want to encourage you, when you get closer to God, He will identify the problem in your life. He will reveal those secret battles you're going through. God will reveal them to you. And it will be easy to deal with them because you already know it's a problem. Many times I tell people that the reason the devil banned us is because he first blinded us. We're completely blind to the existence of God. We don't see what is around us. The Holy Spirit will help you when you know Jesus. The Holy Spirit will strengthen you when you can no longer do it on your own. The Holy Spirit will bless you when things become difficult. The Holy Spirit will walk with you when you can no longer walk by yourself. It is an opportunity today for us that we can all share in the glory of God. By just getting closer to Him, by knowing who He is. If you don't know Him, the world will deceive you and you're going to go astray. But if you know Jesus, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Many people today are moving from church to church because they don't know Jesus. Many people today are shaping blame because they don't know Jesus. Many people today are finding excuses because they don't know Jesus. If you know Jesus, you commit all your problems in the hands of God, and God will take care of your problems. Josh, keep your promise. Keep the promises of God. Draw near to Him, and He will draw near to you. The more you get closer to Him, the more you get to know Him better. The more you distance yourself, the more you find it difficult to know Him better. There are many successful leaders in the world today because of their closeness to Jesus. And I want you to get closer to Jesus today, and God will bless the work of your hands. May the Lord bless His word. In Jesus' name, amen.